Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. This is the Phil Hendry Show. And as I was just saying the other day, you remember me mentioning it on the air, how much I love the Don Barrett Top 10 poll at LARadio.com. Oh, you say I came in third? Oh, well, I didn't know that. But it's just a great thing. And also, I'd like to say that I don't know who number one or number two is going to be on that poll. It's at LARadio.com. Check it out. Otherwise, I wouldn't have mentioned it had I not come in third. But anyway, any poll that purports to be of the top 10 radio or radio personalities in L.A. or L.A.-based radio personalities has got to have Dr. Laura on it. Am I right or am I wrong? Let's hear it. Nobody's clapping. I'm serious. I don't care whether you like her, whether you don't, whether you want the TV show, whether she hates fags or doesn't. I don't know, and I don't care. You got to have her on that list. If she ain't on that list, Don, with all due respect, and you know I love and respect you, your poll blows. If she ain't either one or two. And then the only other guy that's got to be on there, Rick Dees, my man. Or Bill Handel. Why isn't Bill Handel on that list? All he ever does is win. That's all. Handel's going to be number one. What do you want to bet? All Bill Handel ever does in this town is win, win, win. Book after book, month after month, year after year. Got a better track record than anybody doing mornings in this town, with the exception of the aforementioned pal, my muffin basket guy, the great Dees. But Bill Handel, if he ain't on that list, and if Dr. Laura ain't on that list, someone's going to die. Hi, I'm Phil Hendry. Welcome to the show. 1-800-449-8686. And yesterday, boy, did you see Survivor? Doug Danger was on our program. Doug is the Orange County Courier entertainment writer. And on these airwaves yesterday, you heard him basically threaten that if the gay contestant on Survivor, Richard Hatch, was not the winner, that gays would riot across the country. You heard that on these airwaves. We've invited Mr. Danger back on the air with us this afternoon. He is joining us from Santa Ana, from the offices of the Orange County Courier. And again, thank you very much, Doug. Interesting show last night. You were absolutely right.
Oh, I was right, Phil. And first of all, I want to say thanks to the CBS brass, thanks to the CBS corporate heads, who, as I said yesterday, I believe are a significant number of them are homosexuals. I want to thank them for seeing the light and making Richard Hatch the number one survivor. We win. We're gay. We're proud. We win. And I don't think it should be any surprise.
Why do you say it shouldn't be any surprise?
Oh, because I think that I would have outlasted Kelly hanging on that tiki pole. But Richard was brilliant. Richard was a strategist. That was his game. Gays are great at surviving because we've had to manipulate straight people into thinking that we're straight. We have had to survive at so many different things.
Now, let me ask you a question. That's an interesting statement. Gays are good at surviving because you've had to manipulate straight people into thinking that you're straight?
Absolutely. It's something, Phil, that is called mental morphing. And I'm going to give you an example of this. I don't know if anybody in your audience is aware of the fact that two lesbians were kissing at Dodger Stadium, and apparently there was some complaint. They were thrown out. Most of the time, we can behave in public any way we want to, because we can mentally morph in the minds of straight people. They don't think they're seeing what they're seeing. You take two lesbians kissing, two gay men kissing, and straight people, it morphs in their mind. They don't see that.
Well, you're saying that's something that you're doing? I mean, what are you talking about? If I see two women kissing at a baseball game, like allegedly happened in the early part of this month, I'm not seeing that?
You're a straight man, and you're going to see what gay people want you to see, because we have had to camouflage ourselves for so long. I'm a gay man and I'm a gay journalist. Okay, Phil? Okay, Phil?
Yes, Doug. I know that.
Well, I mean, I want the thing that I'm trying to say.
I mean, every time I have you on the show, I know that.
All right, but what I'm trying to say is, as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I've learned this, that we have to go into society, we have to camouflage ourselves, and we have to manipulate, and we have to mastermind, and we have to work our way through the minds of people. So a lot of people don't know we're gay. We morph in the minds of straight people into straight people.
So in other words, a straight guy sees two females kissing, two lesbians kissing. What, does he think he's seeing a man and woman?
No, but in his mind, we've been able to morph in such a way, in his mind, he sees them hugging. He doesn't really see the kiss. He sees them kissing each other on the cheek.
What about two gay guys kissing each other on the mouth?
Straight people don't see that. Unless we alert them to it, they don't really see it. Like the Melrose Place, the kiss of the two gay guys, we alerted the public to that through the media. People saw that. But if we don't want you to see it, you're not going to see it. That's because we are survivors, Phil. And I think Richard Hatch last night on Survivor proved it. Gay people are tough. Gay people are strong. Richard outlasted a Navy SEAL. I think in many ways Rudy probably had some affection for Richard, and Richard played that old, man, he played that old swabby like a Stradivarius, and Rudy stayed in love with him to the end, and I think that's what...
So you're telling me now that Rudy, the Navy SEAL, was in love with Richard. Oh, I just wanted to say you were right, the gay guy won.
No, I'm telling you why. And I'm telling
Yeah, but you're making this about his gayness is what made him win. Isn't it just the fact that he is an individual?
See, this is what straight people like to do. When a gay person reaches out and achieves something, you want to make it about his humanity, not necessarily about his gayness. And I'm saying,
okay, so he won because he's gay.
He won because his survival instincts as a gay man, and my survival instincts, for instance, as a gay man and as a gay journalist, helped me be successful in my line of work. And the only thing I would have done differently is when they were holding on to the tiki god there at the end,
right?
I would have held on to that because I could have beat either one of them. As a gay man, as a gay journalist, I could have beat...
You could have beat Kelly and you could have beat Rudy.
I believe so.
Well, what Richard did was he decided he was going to let go of the tiki pole, and he was going to...
He was going to take his chances. He was going to rely on his alliance with Rudy and with Kelly, and he was going to take his chances that they would not vote against him. And he was right.
So he was smart.
Yeah.
So why would you hold on to it?
Because I could have outlasted either one of them. I mean, I'm gay. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, so I could have survived that. But I'm not second-guessing him. I think in many ways, I think he shows the world that gay people are tough and that we're here to stay. And I think this also proves once and for all that CBS is packed full of homosexuals at the corporate office. And that
this doesn't prove anything like that. Can we not go down that road, okay?
Well, one of the things you don't want to do...
No, just one of the things I don't want to do, man, is even have to deal with that. Let's just forget it, okay? Let's never mind about the sexual orientation of people at CBS at the corporate level, packed with homosexuals. I mean, in other words, so they wanted the gay guy to win too, huh?
Well, I think the reason why the gay man won, Phil, is because the message was heard loud and clear. You better make this gay man the winner, or there is going to be some serious, serious trouble. And I think the suits at CBS got in line. We are ready as a community to riot and pillage. And CBS sees this, and they decide that they're going to do our bidding. The gay guy won, and so we're very happy.
Why are you on my show? If the gay guy won, why are you on my show? Why aren't you just out there being happy and having yourself a good time?
Well, Phil, I believe that we're not getting enough credit. You would, after 500 years of oppression, we would get a little bit of a handshake and a thank you, but I don't think we're getting enough credit for this. And it's 4:15 on the West Coast right now, 7:15 on the East Coast, and I don't exactly see the door, the path to my door being beaten down. I'd like a little credit. I think gay people need a little bit of credit.
And what kind of credit do you want? I mean, in other words, the gay guy won. You ought to be out there dancing in the streets, if you will, not rioting. Why do you need to be on my show?
Because we want some credit for this. The NAACP was credited.
Well, but I don't understand what kind of credit you want. Let me give the phone number here, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger is with me. He is a journalist with the Orange County Courier.
And I'm gay.
And he's gay, and he's a journalist with the...
Well, you don't have to be resentful of it, Phil, because...
Just let me get this out, okay? He's a gay journalist and a gay man with the Orange County Courier, and he's basically saying that the gay guy won, good for us. Why aren't gay people getting more credit for this today? I think you're setting yourself up for some backlash here.
No, Phil, what I was about to say is the NAACP was credited with the boycott working in South Carolina. Why don't I get credit for speaking out on behalf of all gay people? There should be, I think, an honoring ceremony for the gay people because we are all gay survivors. We're survivors. We're gay and we survive. I'm gay, I'm proud, and I survived, and woo! Yeah! We did it, Phil. We did it.
Well, I'm proud of you, Doug. I don't know that you can take all the credit for this.
Well, I think minimizing the efforts of and the accomplishments of a gay man, Phil, doesn't get you anywhere.
I'm not minimizing Richard Hatch's efforts. I'm minimizing your contribution to this. Okay.
Well, I'm telling you right now, if I hadn't been on your show threatening to riot, they wouldn't have the gay guy win.
I see. So you're taking that kind of credit.
Yes, I am.
Why?
Because where are we?
In California?
In Los Angeles. You know they were listening to your program. You know everybody in the business listens to your stinking program. And you know they probably picked up on this. I'm gay. I want credit.
Okay, Doug, you know, good luck. And also, had you been on the show, you wouldn't have let go of the Tiki God because you could kick Kelly's rear end and Rudy, huh?
I like to think I'm 33 years of age. I'm in good shape. I like to think that I could take him. But, hey, Richard did it. Good for you, Richard.
All right, Doug Danger is with us at 1-800-449-8686. He's reveling in the fact that the gay guy won. And the gay guy, Richard Hatch, the corporate trainer, won for a lot of reasons. Many people say the ability to identify this as a game from the outset, the ability to play the game properly, the ability to actually be as ruthless as one must be to survive, all of that played into his victory. I don't know how much his gayness did. 1-800-449-8-6. And what is this gay morphing thing he's talking about? So in other words, when I see two gay guys kissing, it morphs in my head and I think I'm seeing a man and woman? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show. Doug Danger, Orange County Courier critic, entertainment critic. You are gay, Doug. You are a gay man and a gay journalist.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, Phil, in this sense, that I want people to know it takes a certain instinct to survive, and that's what I think pushed Richard over the top in Survivor. That's all I'm saying.
Well, that's why I said to you, don't you think there's going to be a backlash?
Why would there be a backlash?
A lot of straight people saying, oh, so you're superior because you're gay.
Okay, I'm not saying we're superior. I'm saying that we have some abilities that straight people don't. Yeah, in some way. No, I wouldn't use the word superior.
Yes, you would.
No, I've not used that.
Well, you're almost but saying it. Are you superior to me because you're gay?
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, okay? And
I know that, man. Are you superior because you're gay?
To you?
Yeah, to me.
I think in some ways I am, yeah.
Why?
I'm just saying to you, Phil, I think I'm a little bit more intelligent than you. I don't know. I just think that I...
You're more intelligent than me. Why? Because you're gay?
No, in your instance, no. In your instance, just because I think I am more intelligent than you.
So you could be straight and you're more intelligent than me?
Yes, I am. I think I'm more athletic. I've seen you. You know.
Oh, I see. So this isn't about whether you're gay or straight. This is just you're a better man than me.
I'm sorry, Phil, but yeah. I think I'm stronger than you. I think I'm probably... I've seen you. You really need to drop some weight.
I know I need to drop weight. This isn't about... All right, let me take the phone calls here. I just want to know whether this is a thing about your gayness making you superior. Manhattan Beach on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Hi.
Yes?
I want to know why he doesn't just use his inferiority complex about being gay and make a great award-winning journalistic approach to this.
I don't understand what you're saying.
But write a piece of journalism that's award-winning and get your point across.
I got my point across. You don't understand it. I'm saying he won.
He won because he has a survival instinct. It had nothing to do with his sexual orientation.
He won because he has a survival instinct. A lot of other guys there, too. Why didn't they win?
Because they were just not as strong of a guy, but that had nothing to do with his sexual orientation.
Yeah, he was in real good shape. He was in real good shape. I mean, any one of those guys, Rudy's the ex-Navy SEAL, that Gervais guy, that dude is a lot stronger. This guy won because he's gay, and because he has gay instincts, and because he can gay morph.
Because he was smart.
He can gay morph, okay?
But he wasn't smart because he was gay.
Yeah, well, he was smart, and he had instincts for survival.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Here's Albany on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Good afternoon. Fact of the matter is, he didn't win because he was gay, sir. He won because he had something driving him in the human spirit.
You guys are saying this. None of you people can prove this.
Let me finish
my
point.
I want to
hear what you have to say.
None of you can prove what you're saying.
You can't prove what you're saying.
You can't even prove what you're saying. If that was the fact,
I'm a gay
you're
man.
You're going to let me talk or it's going to end. The fact is, it's a dialogue. Have a dialogue with me.
I just want to ask you. You know I'm gay, right?
It doesn't matter that you're gay.
Do you know that I'm gay?
I could care less that you're gay. If I read you and I like your writing, I could care less
that you're gay.
We got that you're gay. Go ahead, sir.
Well, the fact of the matter is the thrive that is in the human spirit.
What a flaming homophobe both you guys are.
Be quiet, will you?
Why don't you descend into name-calling just because you don't have an intellectual argument that's strong enough to be measured, and if it was measured in power, couldn't blow your own nose. The fact of the matter is he had drive, and that's a good thing. That's nothing to be ashamed of. And there are people all over this world that have drive, and just because they are either gay, black, Asian, Hispanic, female, or not, does not mean that they win because of it.
Larry, let me respond. First of all, you made a reference to blowing something. I don't appreciate that.
Okay. Well, I don't appreciate you singularizing humanity down to the fact that just because he's gay, he's all of a sudden better than everybody.
Are you better than me, sir?
Are you better than me?
Are you gay?
It doesn't matter if I'm gay. Let me ask you the question. Are you better than me?
Well, if you
have
multiple
sclerosis... Why are you better than me? What makes you better than me? Nothing. We're on an equal footing until we prove each other.
I have a gayness to my decision-making
and
process.
And I don't give a rat's behind that you have a gayness. Does that somehow make me less?
It makes you weaker.
No, it
doesn't. Aha! Now we're getting to it.
I have a commitment to my wife. No, because you
don't have the survival instinct that my gayism.
Oh, I really don't, huh?
My
gayism gives me. One of my family who ever went to college, paid for it by himself, got declined by every financial institution, mostly because I was too white and too male. I did it all on my own, and
that's
I have no one else to thank but my family and God. And I wasn't saying that I was
all right,
straight.
You're white. Why are you white?
I'm white and male, and I did it.
But
I'm saying that I did it.
You're
I had
white.
A drive to do it.
So you just admitted you're weak because you're white. You just admitted it.
As a submarine having a screen door on it.
That's a fart in a submarine with a screen door.
No, that's a submarine with a screen door, you goofy. Go under the water, you'll be just like the guys in Russia. The fact is, you're intellectually weak on this argument.
I'm trying to say to you is the fact that I'm gay, and so you morph. I can make you think what I want you to think.
I could care
less. That's
about
what I'm saying.
What
only
are,
gay people have that ability.
What do you mean you can make us think?
If he got there on his own merits, then kudos to him. He didn't do it because he was gay.
You say you can't care less, but I'm telling you the tools that we have to make you think. If I'm gay and I can make you think, I can morph myself in your mind into being a straight man. I've already manipulated you.
I've already manipulated the system, too. When I look at a woman at a education system that told me, looked me right in the face and said, you do not have what it takes to become an officer in the United States military.
Because you didn't.
You do not have what it takes to become a college graduate. And you know what? I'm glad I didn't listen to her, just like I'm glad no one's going to listen to you saying that you're better.
I'm gay. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Did you have what it takes?
Do I have what it takes? What, be a gay journalist?
No, I don't. Have you got what it takes?
Have I got what it takes
have
to
you got
do what?
To do what?
See, neither one of you guys can answer that.
Well, of course I've got what it takes, because I've proven not only to myself and to my family, but to everybody around me that I do have what it takes.
You got what it takes.
Sure do.
Well, you know what I mean by that? Being straight
was not the impetus, was not the rocket behind my success. The fact is I had a drive, a will to succeed,
see what I'm saying
good
right there.
People believing in me, and it had nothing to do with my sexual
choices. This guy says he's got a rocket behind him. I rest my case.
And what's that supposed to mean?
You know what I'm saying.
No, I don't know what you're saying.
Bill Henry, I think you've got
a real
lunatic on the show.
Thank you for calling,
sir. I tried to reason with him, he doesn't want to hear it.
Hey, you're sitting on a rocket, man.
Okay, 1-800-449. What is that supposed to mean?
You heard him.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show here. Should we take another phone call? Okay, and then we'll take a break. And you know what? You're going to have to start making some sense like the people were saying.
I make perfect sense. These guys don't understand what I'm saying. My gayism makes me have the ability to morph myself in the eyes of people walking down the street.
Yeah, man, you're making a ton of sense. Your gayism. Clearwater on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Yes, sir.
Doug, why don't you morph yourself into a snake and slide under a rock? Because you're doing gay people.
Oh, there we
big
go. More
injustice.
Homophobia. More homophobia.
No, listen. Gay people have been cramming down us white heterosexual males' throats for the last 10 years.
And you guys have been opening wide for it.
Gay people,
well,
but as individuals.
If you open wide for it, man, why shouldn't we cram it?
All right. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Uh huh.
1-800-449-8686. Doug, we're Phil Hendry here with Doug Danger. He's moved over to a couple of restaurants in West Hollywood, and you say they are planning some kind of a Doug Danger appreciation?
Phil, what happened yesterday is I was on your radio show, and I'm having a hard time hearing myself, Phil.
We can hear you fine.
I was on your radio show yesterday. I said, basically, unless that gay guy wins, if a gay guy does not win on Survivor, gay people will riot. And the gay man did win, and I believe that I should have some... I just wonder when am I going to get mine? You know,
when are you going to get your what? When you're going to get enough appreciation?
I need some appreciation for Doug Danger that I made this happen. In West Hollywood right now, I'm talking to Rudy Plow, who is organizing some kind of a Doug Danger Appreciation Day. How you doing, Rudy? And Rudy is setting some of this up. So
Rudy Plow, that's his name?
Yeah, that's his name, Mr. Homophobe. And
you know, everything that I say doesn't have to be interpreted as homophobia. I'm having some fun with you, okay?
We've been through too much. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, Phil. We've been through too much to have you people, you straight people, get off your little jollies, okay? Richard Hatch won because of me, and I want some appreciation, and I want it now.
Well, man, I don't know. You know what? I'll give you a congratulations, but let me go back to the calls, okay?
Now, your congratulations, Phil, as much as I respect you, is very hollow.
Thank you.
Well, I'm just telling it like it is.
Yeah, okay, thanks, Howard. Here's Fremont on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Fremont, hello.
Yes, hello.
Go ahead, ma'am.
I just resent the fact that someone like that, Doug, is going to speak for the rest of that community. I am a part of that community, and I don't appreciate associating everything I do in life with my sex life.
Well, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
I understand that.
You got that?
Yes.
All right. And I believe that when I go out into the world, I'll tell you something that happened last night. I was watching Survivor at the newspaper, and I put a sign up in the window and said, I don't want anybody to tell me, because some of the people have been watching the East Coast feed, all right? I didn't want anybody to tell me who won. Some wise guy from the copy room stuck his head in and said, hey, Richard won. Now, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Most people would think I just sort of slip away and not do anything about that. I grabbed that guy and I pinned him up against the wall. And I said, don't pull your homophobia on me. What do you think of that?
So you almost beat some guy's ass because he told you who won before the show was over?
That's right. I'm very proud of that. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I pinned him up against the wall, lifted him off the floor about 2 feet. I said, I'll kick your ass and know the reason why. What do you think about that, Butch?
What's with the Butch crack?
I'm just kidding around with her. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Well, that's what
I'm saying. I just
want
to know what his winning had to do with his sex life.
Because he's got the gay thing going.
There's no gay thing.
Yes,
you either are or you aren't.
Yeah,
and
but we can
just
morph.
Live with it.
Can you morph?
Pardon?
Can you morph?
I couldn't understand.
Are you able to morph your form in the eyes of straight people?
I probably could if I tried,
all right,
but I don't
try. All right, that's what
I'm
saying. All right, but you know we have the ability to do that. See, she knows what I'm talking about, Phil.
Wait.
What is this morphing your form? In other words, do you change physically?
No, but in the minds of straight people, they suddenly think they see two, like a chick and a guy instead of two guys.
No, I don't understand that, Phil.
You've never done that, ma'am?
No, not on purpose.
Like, if you're kissing your girlfriend, you can't morph her into being a guy so that other people...
I don't kiss in public.
Well, you can if you know how to morph.
What do you mean, morph? Are you talking about physically, or are you talking about...
I'm talking about in the mind of the straight. Straight people's minds are so weak, you could morph yourself into looking like a teapot, a bug, an apple.
You have the same mind, hello.
Yes, that's right, dear, but I'm gay, and I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I'm also gay. And all of that put it...
And you're also gay. All right, ma'am, thank you very much for your call.
No problem.
1-800-449-8686.
You know, your homophobia and...
Yeah, my homophobia. Look at Richard One, man. Great for the gay guys.
Well, listen to it, man. They are going ape out here in West Hollywood right now, and they're putting together a Doug Danger Appreciation Day. Have they ever put together a Phil Hendry Appreciation Day? The answer to that question is no.
All right, you know what? Congratulations, Doug. You're a big stalwart in your community, and I'm a pile of dog do.
You got it.
All right. Here is Palm Harbor on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Yeah, this is to the gay, violent journalist.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
He got the win on Survivor by luck. It all came down from a number between 1 and 10.
Oh, bullcrap.
Yeah. wasn't going to be no.
Hey, I tell you what. Why don't you take your straight phone down to the dealership, get a gay phone, because that thing is cutting up.
You're really disturbed as a journalist.
No, I can't understand what you're saying. Your car phone's cutting out.
Read your stuff?
We can't understand.
It came down to picking a number from 1 to 10.
No.
It had nothing to do with it.
No, it didn't. Because the number was 9. The number was 9, and he picked 7.
So he...
You got it wrong.
By luck.
Okay, we can't understand that guy. Thanks for calling, though. Hollywood on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, I was just wondering, Doug, do you morph into like a werewolf?
I'm talking about a psychological ability to manipulate straight
because
people's minds.
I'm straight and I
all right, well then you wouldn't know what I'm talking about.
What?
You wouldn't know what I'm talking about then.
I do.
No,
you
don't.
I see a lot of gay men kissing and I've never seen them hug. I've seen them kiss and I know that they're kissing, first of all. And second of all, why would you take credit for Rich? Rich could be into bestiality, he could be into whatever he wants.
No, he's a gay man.
He can have sex with whoever he wants.
All I'm saying
is
I got on Mr. Henry's show.
Man. He is a strategic
and I demanded
man.
That a gay man win and CBS did what I told him to do.
No. See, you're saying the whole thing's fixed. You're saying that that's what he's saying.
Of course it's fixed.
The only identity you have right now is obviously your gayness. And that's,
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Right. You've said it at least 1,500 times.
No, I haven't.
Everyone knows, most people don't go around.
Do you hear
around.
These people?
I have a lot of gay friends. They don't go around. I'm a gay artist. I'm a gay...
I'm the gay king of CBS.
We don't care if he's gay or not.
He happens
to be a very smart human being.
Well, here,
and you should not be taking credit for that. The only people that should be taking credit for that is his parents, his educators,
his parents,
and himself.
Yeah. They had a lot to do with him being gay. Do you hear these people behind me? They are thrilled. We've got gay written all over CBS today. And if you're not gay, then you don't know about
morphing.
You are
not making a good point. Instead of a gay journalist, you happen to be a closed-minded journalist.
Well,
that's about how far it goes.
That's an excellent point, sir, and I guess that makes us homophobes, right, Doug?
You got it.
Oh,
yeah.
Definitely.
I'm the queen of the gays.
Just because we have an open mind to everything,
well,
we
I'll tell
are definitely
you
homophobes.
All right. Sorry, thank you.
Let's fine
listen,
with any homosexuality.
I'm the queen of CBS.
Yeah, he's in the middle of some party.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling,
he's really
sir.
Happy and the whole rioting thing—that's another thing I don't understand.
There's
been gay entertainers all the time. No one's claimed it. He's
Liberace.
Claiming all the responsibility, and it makes no sense.
Liberace to me. Sparked a riot once. He set fire to a whole block of stores. So
yeah, well, they were all stores selling his clothes.
The only thing
all right,
that
riots
are usually against violence.
Great. Thanks for calling. Here is San Bernardino on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
You need to get to an area. I can't hear what you're doing, Doug.
All right, I'm in the middle of West Hollywood. They're having fun.
Go ahead, ma'am, in San Bernardino.
Yes, he is pathetic. Where did this guy come from?
What's the matter? A gay guy won. Suck it up, move on.
So what if you're a goddamn writer? Who cares?
Suck it up, move on.
He won on votes. It had nothing to do with his sexuality.
Yes, it did.
We don't care where he sleeps or what he does.
Yes, you do.
You really think so?
Yes, I do.
It's people like you that are ruining society with your, we're gay, and that's the way it's supposed to be.
I'm a gay man.
Who cares?
Are you aware that I'm gay?
What does it matter, sir?
Are you aware of that?
What does that matter?
It matters because it makes me strong, proud. I'm
with
it. I'm there. I'm down.
It's pretty sad that you need to feel because you're gay, you need people to respect you.
No, I'm saying...
Why can't people respect you because of the person you are rather than your gay?
Let me ask a question.
We don't care where you sleep, sir.
Doug,
we can give a rap where you sleep.
Doug, well, I want to ask you a question. What do you think the gay community should do for you because you take credit for getting Richard Hatch to win on Survivor?
I'd like a parade. I'd like some kind of a Doug Danger Appreciation Day, and I'd like straight people, like this lady in San Bernardino, to at least acknowledge my...
We could care less, sir. We could care less where you sleep, okay?
That's not good. I want you to acknowledge that I helped that guy win.
We could care that you can hold your own dinghy. We could care.
I want you to acknowledge that I helped...
That has nothing to do with anything.
I want you to acknowledge that I helped that guy win. Acknowledge it.
You know what? You obviously
you better
need acknowledge of something because you have no joy in your life, sir.
I have great joy in my life now that a gay guy won on Survivor.
Yeah,
you know
that's
what?
Great.
You keep saying, I'm gay, I'm gay, I'm gay.
I am
asking,
gay.
You know what? That's like saying I'm black, I'm black, I'm black. Who cares what color you are? Who cares what you do in your bed?
I care that you're black, all right? You care
you know
that
what?
I'm gay.
You have a real
How long you been black?
Problem with
no
your
problem.
Self-esteem. You
no,
have a problem
I love
with
myself.
Self-esteem.
I love
because
myself.
You cannot admit that you're a good journalist. You have to say I'm a good gay journalist.
I'm a good gay journalist, but I do have the ability to morph into other forms.
No, you don't
and that's
even
all
know
I'm saying.
What, no, you
yes,
know
I
what?
Do. Yes,
are,
I do.
You are so out there.
All right, can you morph? No, you can't. I can. I'm gay.
And you can morph into an apple.
Sometimes,
who
yes.
That
if you are you telling me if you could morph into an apple, you wouldn't care?
Let me
what
try
a load of crap.
Either or. What is your point?
My point is, if you can morph into an apple, you could be anything you want instead
you know
of some
amazing?
Chick living out in
it's
San Bernardino
like you,
going
that,
out to
you
the
know, I listened to you, and you said that if you don't mind, you can have people out there.
Right.
When you're kissing somebody, think that you're a male or female.
I can. Yes, I
you
can.
You know what?
Yes.
Who cares?
Because that's a real talent. You can't
you know,
do that.
You know what? That's not a power.
You can't
that's
do that.
That's your own self. You know, do you really think little kids look at you and say, wow, that's power?
Yes, because
really
I can morph. I can morph into another form.
You
I
know
want
what?
A parade
I
down
really
Santa
feel
Monica
sorry
Bowl.
For people like you because you ruined the gay community
I want
by making statements like that.
Ma'am, I want a parade down
and
Santa Monica.
And you know what? I'm in a very, very large business, and if someone came in and said, I'm gay and I'm a gay journalist, I'd say,
you're
no,
a homophobe.
What?
You hate gay people. I want you to personally mount a parade for me down the middle of San Bernardino. I want to ride on a big gay float and be surrounded
you know
by
what?
FNF.
You need to ride on
fat,
something else, and
fags.
It ain't no gay float because you need help.
I'm a fat, naked fag.
I have no doubt in my mind that you are just strange.
I morph.
Thank you,
you
ma'am.
Are...
I can morph into an apple, and she doesn't like it. Like Richard, all gays will become fat, naked fags.
All right. Are you done?
I want that parade.
Well, you got a party going on right now. That'll have to suffice. 1-800-449-8686 FNFs. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And we still got more Survivor talk coming up next hour. We're going to talk about Survivor and about the vote. I want to mention this story, and it's not often that we take a little story from the news to humor you, but this is one that smacks of someone we know. A guy got hit with a cooked, foil-wrapped Idaho potato in Long Beach. Oh, is this Long Beach Township? This isn't California. This is where? New Jersey. Long Beach Township, this dude's driving along. He's yelling at his girlfriend about, why don't you pick up some corn at the supermarket? He saw her, and so they're driving parallel to each other as they're going down this boulevard. And she's saying, well, what do you want to do? He says, well, you go get some corn at the supermarket. And his fiancée never heard him, though, because the driver behind him was blowing his horn, according to the guy who got hit with the potato, Gary Baldwin. As the driver continued to blow his horn, Baldwin said he made a hand gesture. I see. What do you think's going to happen, Jim?
Well, all I did was, I flew a bird at him.
The honking driver then changed lanes, Baldwin said, and drove into the lane next to him. As the traffic signal turned green and Baldwin drove forward, he felt something hit the side of his face. He wings me in the head with the potato, Baldwin said. It could not have been a better throw. It was the most perfect bullseye. Guy got hit full flush the side of the head with a fully baked, with dripping butter and sour cream and chives, baked potato wrapped in foil. God, that's rough, and that's a call. That's a judgment call. You're going home with your dinner, and I bet you the guy had sitting right next to it a nice, thick, juicy porterhouse steak, medium rare, pepper steak, just awesome, and the guy made a judgment call. Dude just flew me the bird, man. Now, am I going to go home and eat this? No. No, I'm not. And now here's the thing. You're driving. You're on the left-hand side of the car. You have to chuck that thing with your right hand. In a very awkward throw, the guy's got to hold the wheel with the left and chuck it out the window almost like a shot put with the right. Hit the guy in the face. So I'm reading the story, and I don't know if anybody remembers this, but this was one of the greatest things that I had ever seen. And I saw the actual film footage at 11 on this thing. Anybody out there remember Anita Bryant? She was a Nazi, and she sang songs. And anyway, she was down in Florida, and she didn't like fags, and so she decided she was going to mount some campaign, an anti-gay campaign, to go along with the fact that she was also the spokeswoman for Florida orange juice. So you'd see her on TV. Hi, I'm Anita Bryant. Why don't you have your face full of this juice? It's really good. And she'd pour it out and suck on it and sing a song. The Florida Orange Juice Council, bloom, that's your commercial. Well, concurrent with that, she was also campaigning against gays. She didn't want no gays anywhere. She wanted them teaching schools, nothing. Well, anyway, to make a long story short, she's giving a press conference one day, and a gay activist came up with a full cream meringue pie and hit her full on in the kisser with it. I mean, it was, you should have seen this. She's up there, and I think all these fags, and another thing, black, and just a full, you know, like in a freaking Three Stooges movie. Bump! Just imagine. So she starts to bawl, and naturally, all of her thugs, all these Nazis that she got working for, they're going to kick the crap out of this guy. She goes, don't hurt him, don't hurt him. Let's pray for him, she says. And so there's Anita Bryant with four or five guys flanking her, saying the Lord's Prayer while she's dripping with lemon meringue pie. God, please forgive them. And the whole, oh my God, I never stopped laughing. For days, it was great. And I thought the beauty of that, the creative beauty of that, because number one, the guy was getting his point across perfectly. Number two, he never hurt her. She was fine. You cannot injure somebody with a pie. You know? And number three, it made her look like the buffoon, like the imbecile that she was and probably continues to be, although I don't know where she is now. And something tells me she's laying low. And she ain't pushing no orange juice as far as I know. You seen her around? Mike don't even know who the hell it is I'm talking about. If you're under the age of 40, you don't know who Anita Bryant is. She's pushing daisies, if anything. But she was down. She didn't dig these queers. And she was doing this whole anti-gay thing. And so they hit her with a pie. Is that nice or what? So if you've ever got something against, I'm not contemplating or even encouraging or counseling that you commit to any, you know, felony or felonious assault. I guess that is technically assault and battery. But how the hell are you going to sit there in the tank with a whole bunch of other guys with tattoos on their ass that say no exit and say things like, I hit somebody with a cream pie. So that was my thing. What you in for? Hit a guy with a cream pie. So the guy got hit with a baked potato. But because it was wrapped with foil, we thought maybe it was Ted Bell who did that. Assault with a lemon cream pie. So anyway, Survivor. And we will talk a lot more about it next hour, but we raced home. We watched it. I had something. I'm not going to say which market, but I had a serious case of intestinal, some bad things happen. So I was up and down during Survivor last night. I was watching, then I'd have to run in, take care of business, go back. It was some linguine. I can't mention the store because, you know, people like to sue me. And I got all that I need right now, but I'll we'll get back into this thing. A couple of things bothered me about the show last. Not a lot. It was a great show. One thing. So we're going to do something very different. We're going to actually take phone calls from real people here, and we're going to get the opinion of Phil Hendry Show fans about the very end of that broadcast last night and whether you think that thing was legit. I think that vote looked phony baloney. It had to be. It's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.